the apathy is disturbing. 6% is quite low.
Yeah. Even in Summit, where they had over 3,000 voters, that was just 19%. So that, I guess you have to be happy with that.
Yeah, I was, you know, I thought that one would be closer.
Yeah.
That was overwhelming, and that's a mandate from the citizens, and we hear it in the city. Roads, roads, roads. People want the roads repaired, and so that's something that we're going to have to look at and see if the city residents would like that. I'm of the opinion that property taxes are still too high in the city, and but we have a lot of local roads that we're supposed to receive money from Lansing as part of our gas tax share, but I've been told that's been it's a statutory revenue sharing arrangement with the gas tax and the cities, but it's not appropriated. So
there are some in some nice areas, there are some local roads in Summit that are really, really bad that you can tell have not been touched in probably decades.
Summit's a huge township. It stretches a long, long ways. And so, yeah, the side roads and neighborhood roads, off the main roads, yes, there are some that are in dire need of repair.
At least in the city, when it gets really bad, at least we get some patching or something like that.
We've been working actually with the county to do some skim coating. We've done some on Cortland, and there's some planned for Franklin, and we've been patching up Franklin as much as we can. And again, that is probably the number one road that would be on the docket to be repaired should we get some infrastructure funds. And so
and all the candidates, I don't care who they are, that's either number one or number two is the roads.
It has to be. It's very obvious to anyone that drives around the city, and it's undeniable. The good thing, the thing that I'm proud of, is at least we have poor, cleaner roads. Anytime, again, you trap water in the streets and it freezes, those roads get more and more in need of repair, and we have more and more speed bumps throughout the city. And that's what one of the residents said, I don't want my street repaired. And I looked at her kind of strange, because it slows traffic down. No one can speed through my street. And so that's, I guess, one good way to look at it. So, but West Michigan Ave, I noticed they're laying the concrete, the cement, looking good on one half of it. So they're making progress. And Kibbe Road, the contract has been awarded to Bailey Excavating. I'm not sure of the timeline on everything. I think they're still figuring that out. Horton Road's closed. They'd take a roundabout today because of the realignment of the Park Road intersection and connecting to the city trail, and that's looking good. I'm seeing that getting a lot of views and a lot of good compliments on that. And so we are repairing roads, albeit some major ones and not some of the side streets that, just like Summit, we have a lot of neighborhood roads that could use some attention.
Yeah, the trails are really getting a lot of use.
They are, and I think the trail, the portion that runs from Kibbe Road to the Falling Waters Trail, is starting to be discovered. I walk that trail several times a week, and the first couple of times you had to know where to go, but now people are finding it, and it's a lot of use. And the boardwalk area of that section is absolutely stunning. You could not imagine you were in the city. And so, yeah, that's a good improvement. Got some news downtown. The Economy Art and Frame building's been purchased. There are plans for more apartments, and I know the person who bought that is looking at some other buildings. And so the building next door to City Hall is going to close tomorrow, I believe, and the Lammers will start working on some apartments in that building and a beauty salon on the first floor. And so downtown's still getting a lot of attention, attracting a lot of new business. We had a meeting with Earl Pleski last week with MISHDA to ask, number one, for additional demolition money, and some help with some large commercial projects that are planned for downtown, the Miller Valentine building in particular. And also, you know, their homeowner programs, the MSHTA home buying programs, are largely overlooked by a lot of lenders. And it's something that I think we need to promote and have programs for first-time home buyers, because that's what's going to bring the city back, is homeowner, owner-occupied housing versus rental properties. And so the economy is good, jobs are good, people are out looking for homes, but we're still paying the price for the mortgage meltdown. But the Michigan State Housing Development Authority has some great programs if you are looking to buy a house. Jackson is definitely a good choice. So wanted to mention the cruise in on August 25th. We're going to have the Model A Club coming in. Should be an exciting event. I missed the last cruise in, but I heard it was a record attendance. And
it's crazy. And
concerts, movies. The park is getting a lot of use, and so I think there's a lot of pride being instilled in the residents when they come downtown. They can see where their money has been spent. And so good meeting with Julie Alexander, Elmer Hett, last week. We're both concerned, our state reps and of course, council regarding crime. I'm happy to report that crime's way down from last year. We had some shootings over the summer last year, if you recall, that it's been a pretty quiet summer, and so we're keeping our fingers crossed on that front. But overall, everything's been a good summer, and we expect a good fall. And congratulations to Andy and Dan on their victories, and I congratulate and applaud anyone that is willing to put their name out there on the ballot, and they have all my respect, whether I agree with them or not. Anyone willing to put their time in and do their civic duty for the good of the city, I have high degree of respect for, and congratulate all of them for running
a lot of time
and getting involved.
I think you found that out.
I don't suffer people that just complain very well, and so do something constructive, take part, get involved, and then you have all the right in the world to complain about things. But when we have 6% voter turnout for one of the wards, we still have a lot of apathy within the city, and we need to change that. I think we're making progress. There's a lot more attendance and involvement at city council, and we do seek out citizen comment, and we'll continue to do so.
When's the next meeting, Bill?
August 22nd.
Okay. So that's
coming up.
Right around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, thanks for coming out.
You're welcome, Greg.
Jackson Mayor, Bill Jorz.